A school safety task force met in Syracuse for the first time last week to discuss procedures that can prevent or reduce the damage of a school shooting. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, teachers and students want to know how safety in schools can be improved immediately before a longer list of recommendations is made in August.
Alana Stroman, a teacher at Huntington Pre-K through 8th grade school in Syracuse, says giving substitute teachers keys to classrooms is one short-term action to tighten security.
It's a building and grounds responsibility, and it's something that people didn't think about. They don't think about, wow, you know, when we call lockdown, the substitute teachers don't have a key to lock those doors.
Stroman also wants rubber wedge stoppers to barricade doors because most of the classroom doors in Syracuse have to be opened to lock them from the outside. Jacqueline Schildkraut, an assistant professor of public justice at SUNY Oswego, says that was the problem during the Sandy Hook school shooting. 911 dispatchers told teachers to just lock their doors, but teachers were too afraid to open their doors to lock them because the shooter was out there.
By doing that, you're creating the opportunity for the perpetrator to come into your classroom. So having doors that you can lock very quickly from the inside, potentially that don't even need keys, that's definitely something that's a quick fix. Easy, very cost-effective.
Onondaga County District Attorney Bill Fitzpatrick says schools can choose to adopt the task force's final report if they wish, but it will not be made public so as to give a blueprint on how to attack schools. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.